The island of Maui is a place many come to enjoy the beach. It is also a place with a volcanic peak that reaches over 10,000 feet in the sky. The slopes of that mountain are one that sustains some of the best farming on the islands. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
For Walter Pugh, the island of Oahu is a place he and his family know very well.
My dad is actually from here, and so is my family roots on his end, going back maybe 200 years in the area.
Today, Walter is a park ranger at Haleakala National Park on the island. That word, Haleakala, refers to a volcano that many visitors drive, bike, or hike to the top of each day. But for Walter, the place has special significance.
For myself and my family, it's mainly a place to go and get educated. So your navigators went up there to study the stars.
Axe makers came to the mountain for stone. Bird catchers used the slopes of the mountain to catch animals. But this was also a very spiritual place for native people, a place that was visited, but not where people resided because of the cold temperatures on the peak that reaches over 10,000 feet in the sky.
Well, I tell you something about that mountain. She does what she wants, when she wants, anytime she wants to. That mountain will change on you. You can be all the way to the top looking down at it, and then all of a sudden, clouds will just cover that whole crater floor in minutes.
The slopes of Haleakala are an important farming region of the Hawaiian Islands.
About the 3,000, 4,000 foot elevation area, we have the place called Kula. And this is where all your vegetables and all your crops are located. So they're great farming lands. So everything that's provided for the people down below mainly comes from Kula.
Over 1 million visitors come to the peak of Haleakala each year. It is a place that is a bit surreal here on the islands. We'll go to the top next time as we travel the countryside at Haleakala National Park, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.